Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Atlanta, what's going on, baby? It's Friday in Paradise on Dukes and Bell with Chris Turtle Thomas in for Carl today. Lots of football. Get you ready for the big weekend, NFL and college. We start every hour of every show with, hey, man. Yeah, man, I am sick as a dog, but we don't believe in sick days in my house. So just, make sure you use the disinfectant over there. And just
You go to work, sir.
I go to work and get everybody else sick. By the way, got the, I went nowadays, because, you know, we have these COVID protocols and everything works. So I had to go get the COVID test today. So it's just a cold, you know, because it's just like a thing. So I'm on, like, out of drugs. I got the Theraflu going. And all these other things and flowing through my body right now. So hopefully that makes sense for 5 hours, or maybe not.
Lots of congealing and snickering going on today.
I just hate being, I mean, this time of year, because, you know, a lot of, I'm surprised I didn't get sicker sooner being around so many people, you know, on the vacation. And, you know, everyone's like jammed up and, you know, some of the cities we were in and airplanes, etc. But anyway, I will get through it. We were just talking about this before the show. And last night, watching the Dolphins and the Bills, you know, we'll talk about that just horrible performance by the Dolphins. But,
yeah,
I mean, first things first, and I heard Andy Randy talking about it. You're not trying to be melodramatic, but you begin to wonder now, is that it for Tua's career in the NFL?
Yeah. He apparently, according to reports, considered it the last time this happened.
Right.
Back in 2022, he and his family, particularly his mother, apparently had a long conversation about potentially hanging it up, Mike. And you got to think, I mean, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What is fool me fifth time? You know, he's had five concussions that have been logged going back to his days at Alabama. And you got to wonder, just at a certain point, you have to put the rest of your life and your family in front of doing what you love, and that's playing football.
Yeah, I know that, you know, as a fan, you know, we just think of these guys as superhuman, and, yeah, they can handle it. But the concussion thing, which, let's be honest, for decades, they, you know, they turned a blind eye to it. They didn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, have you ever interviewed Steve Young? I mean, Steve Young is a prime, I'm trying to put his business on the street. I still don't think he's where he needs to be with CTE. It just seems like he's gotten worse and worse and as the years gone on, because he took more hits. Think about it. Troy Aikman's career was cut short because of concussion. A lot of guys. But in this case, now that they're really keeping an eye on it, you know, there's the only, what, three that have been documented by the NFL, not to mention the contact in Alabama. There was one concussion. It's probably more than that. You know, anybody who ever played, you know, football in high school, you know, you think about the contact, you know, whatever the drill was you were doing, you know, getting knocked around. So he's had more than four concussions. So you begin to wonder, and this was always the concern for the Dolphins, what do you do with this contract? How do you, you know, do you simply say, because last year, remember, after 21, it was all about the, 22 was all about the concussions, and he's one hit away. And then last year, it was like it never even came up.
Right. And so basically now you're caught between a rock and a hard place. I mean, he got paid already, so that's not something that, you know, he's going to have to worry about for the rest of his life. His family, his family's family, his family's family.
A generational contract.
Yeah, is going to be taken care of. So that's not the issue. But the issue is, you know, how much of your long-term health are you putting on the line anytime you strap it up now? And you got to figure that with all of these concussions piling up, that, again, it's at least going to be in consideration for him to have to hang it up. And that leaves the Dolphins in a very tough place. But you got to think about the human first. That, and I thought Mike McDaniel did a really good job post-game last night, Mike, talking about, you know, the emotional side and the human side of Tua and how much he means to the organization. And that's really where this thing is right now.
Speaking of Mike McDaniel, here is Coach Brah, and now talking about, you know, what's the timeline now for getting him back on the field, if at all. Yeah, I mean, it was such a strange contact because, you know, we heard all last offseason about how he'd been doing, was it judo or whatever, learning how to fall and not take the big hits when he's in the pocket. I mean, this is one, like, and it's easy to say, you know, get down because, you know, if he slides, he maybe comes up short on that fourth and four in the red zone. But, you know, you maybe just try to angle it and get away from the pursuer. But it just looks so weird for a guy who's dealing with all this stuff. And he literally just slams right into the guy who's coming. I mean, It looked avoidable, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, and guys who have been in the league for a long time, like Russell Wilson, have become very good at doing exactly what you're talking about, Mike, being able to find that hash mark where the first down marker is and slide so they're able to hit it as they're going as opposed to coming up short, which is obviously what Tua was afraid of last night. But, Mike, ultimately what it comes down to is, you know, he's going to play football. Like, he's not going to put himself in a position to hurt his team on any given play, and he's always going to sacrifice his body to do so. And the ironic part is, Mike, it was DeMar Hamlin was the one that was on the other end of that hit, and he had his own tragedy occur on the field. So it all played out almost in a storybook type of way with a horrific ending, unfortunately. But the future, I would say, Mike, right now, the outcome is bleak.
Yeah, I mean, Hamlin is a great story coming back after literally being dead clinically on the field and coming back to life, and thanks to the EMS and everybody there at the stadium at the time. But last night, if that, I presume, you know, not everybody has Amazon, or if you do, I can figure it out. I mean, you know me, I'm so technically challenged trying to stream stuff. But yeah, watching that game, two things: upset because I did bet the over, and they go in and score right there. It's going to be at 48, and then there'll be a garbage field goal, and I get the cover. So I'm angry about that. I'm also angry, Coach Brah. Mike McDaniel, to me, I mean, look, yes, he said some sensitive things, and he's in touch with his feelings and all that. I don't know what they came out so flat, and how you don't get two of the best. You paid so much money for those wide receivers to not have them in the game plan. Tua, and by the way, before, let's keep it real, talking straight pure football, Tua was horrible last night.
Oh, before the injury. Yeah, he had, what, three picks?
Picks, throws you just can't make. A college kid would know not to try to make. So they obviously were just piling on the turnovers. They had the pick six. James Cook had a monster night for the Bills, and the Bills own Miami, and Josh Allen owns the Dolphins as well. But yeah,
12-2.
Yeah, just purely from a football standpoint, if you didn't see the game, because, again, I had a vested – because this is one where, in addition to us talking about it, jumping on the over, put my money where my mouth is. Called my guy last night. You know, I mean, not bigs. I mean, you know, but put a bet on it.
A couple of shekels.
And, yeah, C note, so I'm a little upset. We're trying to get right. Because a lot of these bets that we do make, or the picks that we make in the pick segment, we do put our money where our mouth is. But, no, Mike McDaniel last night, no sense of urgency. They got like three and a half minutes, all their timeouts, and he's monkeying around. And they have to squander great field position. They get a field goal down 17. So I'm not sold on the Dolphins. I'm definitely not sold on that coach. And moving ahead without Tua, they're dead in the water.
Yeah, especially given the state of that division now, you would think all of those teams with promise coming in, you sold on the Jets, you sold on the Dolphins, is it going to just be Buffalo now again by default?
Right.
Well, that's really what it comes down
to. Buffalo brought the intensity, man. They were definitely up for that game. Miami looked, absolutely light. I know that Thursday is a short turnaround, and look, the good news for the Dolphins is you're still at home. But they just came out absolutely listless, and the offensive scheme made less than no sense. I mean, just brutal. So we'll talk more about that with our man Brian McFadden coming up next segment.
What did that sound like?
What's that?
The offensive scheme made exactly.
Well, and that's it. You know, I'm trying all day today. I'm trying because when I'm driving home last night, I got the Odyssey app, so I can rewind and I can listen to, like, the last hour of the show. And I'm sort of self, as Mike Smith would say, I'm self-scouting. Because Carl and I, we do listen to the show. You know, things, like everything else, you try to improve on things. If you're using the same phrase, you don't want to be cliched. You try to change it up.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the show, and I'm saying, I don't think I'm too negative. I just don't understand what we're doing. I mean, I literally am completely puzzled by Zach Robinson's approach and how we're using Kirk Cousins. It doesn't make sense. And after 1 week, I don't want to believe that we screwed this up again, that Arthur Blank screwed it up, that Raheem doesn't know what he's doing, and Zach doesn't know what he's doing. That can't be it, right? That cannot be the case. Can't. Cannot be.
It can't be?
This
is why it's unfortunate that you're playing the Eagles and the Chiefs now back-to-back.
Right.
Because that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You could lose both of those games. And that's still not a representative sample size of the
right
team that you are.
I mean, last year with Desmond Ridder, we started against Carolina, bad Carolina team, and Jordan Love learning how to play the NFL game, which, of course, he did by the end of the season for Green Bay. But we got off to 2-0 start. We always knew that this start of the schedule was going to be brutal. We got that. And I think most Falcon fans felt yeah, you maybe you can you beat the Steelers because they were dealing with some injuries. They had quarterback issues. Offense was vanilla. Did your job on defense. But now you're like, oof. Chiefs coming in here on Sunday Night Football. Saints look – now, again, maybe the Carolina Panthers are that bad, but we don't get the patty cakes to start the season. We got four tough games.
Yeah, well, we did get a little bit of – I mean, good news. You never like to hear somebody's injured, but Chiefs are going to be without Hollywood Brown for a significant period of time. That shoulder injury that he got at the beginning of camp, everybody thought he'd be better by now, but now it looks like there's a chance I saw from Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report that he can miss almost the entire regular season.
I got to be honest, the way Xavier Worthy looks and Rashee Rice – I'll deal with it.
Meh.
No disrespect to Hollywood Brown, but, I mean, certainly they didn't miss him against the Ravens.
No.
You know, and that's a better defense that we're going to roll out on Sunday night. So we'll get into it with Bryant because I'm trying to be cool. You know me and Carl. We try not to overreact. Yeah, you're angry on Monday because it's the same old, another team's fans take over your stadium. I leave with 2 minutes to go. I'm angry, man. You know, and then you hear this stuff that like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, they're really locked into this pistol crap.
Yeah, we haven't
Which makes heard, no sense for Kirk Cousins.
No, we haven't heard anything, Mike, all week from Zach Robinson, Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morse. Anything that makes what happened on Sunday make more sense.
All right, we'll try and chop it up. Make some sense. Talk to our man, Bryant McFadden. This hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. BMAC. And we'll talk a little college with him, too, next. It is 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell with Chris in for Carl. Carl's up there, man, in Kentucky. Dogs taking on a Wildcats. Number is 22, by the way. See that?
Yeah, it moved.
Yeah.
Surprisingly in the wrong
the other way.
Direction.
Yeah. I can't imagine Kentucky they're going to play better than they did against South Carolina, but you just feel that Georgia's defense is going to get all over that crappy offensive line. Vandergriff's going to be running for his life. Oh, man. I'm so upset about the picks last night. I had the over.
It was there.
It was there. I mean, they score Oren. That's 48. And there's like an entire 15, 20 minutes left in the game. Not that I'm bitter. Anyway, let's talk some more NFL with our man, Bryant McFadden, one of the best podcasts out there, guys, all things covered. Yeah, him and Patrick Peterson from time to time, and CBS NFL analyst. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. BMAC, we'll start with last night. We'll get to the Falcons in a second. I mean, what do you do if you're Tua? I mean, do you have to wear like the big, giant protective thing on the helmet now and be the only guy wearing that in the league?
Well, he won't be the only guy wearing that mushroom.
Right.
I think Jonathan Taylor is wearing that mushroom also.
Mm.
But at this stage in Tua's career, he is going to have to make some tough decisions. And the unlikely, unfortunate part for Tua, anytime he's concussed, we all see it because it's been on the national stage. Like, if this was a regional broadcast, you hear about it, you see it after the fact, you feel some type of way, but it hits differently when you see it live and in color.
Right.
Like we've seen with him. And I'm not here to tell Tua he should never play the game of football anymore. I'm not here to tell Tua he should play the game. Continue. It's up to him and his family and whoever's close to him to make that decision. But I can tell you this much. If he was to continue to play, the written rule for him should always be to slide, never embark in forced contact down the football field as a runner. And secondly, you got to wear that mushroom. You got to wear that ugly mushroom cap over your helmet to protect yourself by any means necessary.
Mm.
B, when it comes to the actual future of the Dolphins now, presumably he'll be out at least a couple weeks. You know, that's a team that has high playoff, if not Super Bowl aspirations. What do they do? Do they have to go get somebody, or do they roll with what they have?
I think for the short term, you got to roll with what you have, because if you go get an outsider, the likelihood of them understanding this playbook and being acclimated to the offense to be able to jump into the lineup immediately is not likely. You know, Skylar Thompson is a guy who's been around their program for quite some time. He played in the playoff game some years ago against Buffalo. So he understands the system. The good part for Miami is their schedule. I know their next ball game is, you know, over a week away.
Mm-hmm.
And they travel to Seattle. And then after Seattle, they have Tennessee and they have some other teams. But if you look at the next few games before they get to their bye, all of those teams did not make the playoffs a year ago, right? And most of those teams are still trying to figure things out. So those are winnable matchups, either even without Tua Tagovailoa. And I think, guys, that bye week, which is week six, is very, very important, because if you can kind of take care of your business – presumably without Tua leading up to that bye week, and if he's able to get back into the lineup after that bye week, you still have an opportunity to achieve everything you wanted to achieve, most importantly, trying to push to get in the playoff spot at the end of the season.
You know, Bryant, we were talking about this earlier. I don't understand, you know, I get it. Nobody likes Thursday night games, and sometimes you come out flat. But the Dolphins, I mean, that's a team that's owned them. How do they not get up for Buffalo? And then there was no sense of urgency before the half. You know, when you had the basically 3 minutes and you're down 17, and Coach Brah is just kind of slow rolling it. I'm not impressed with that offense, man. They did kind of grind to a halt last year.
Well, the thing about the lackluster start, Mike, Chris, that's all on coaching. That's all on coaching. As coaches, you have to get your guys prepared, not just physically but mentally as well. Especially when you talk about coming on a short week, being on a short week, but you're playing against a division of four who have owned you.
Right.
Josh Allen has owned Miami. The entire Buffalo Bills under Sean McDermott, they've owned you. This is an opportunity to jumpstart a real good year, being 2-0 and being 1-0 in your division against one of your arch rivals in your division. That's on coaching. Like, people scold me when I was giving my predictions for Buffalo because I said Buffalo would make the playoffs. I had Miami not making the playoffs. And they scold me when I said Buffalo has the best quarterback in the NFC East and the best head coach. What are you talking about, B-Mac? I said, you're not taking any other coach in the AFC East over Sean McDermott. And you're not taking any other quarterback over Josh Allen. And Sean McDermott showcased his coaching method, being able to get the best out of his team and being able to be ready to go like that was a playoff game and nothing else mattered. Secondly, to your question about, you know, the offensive scheme for Miami, the reason why it fizzles out is because they try to trick you. Mm-hmm. They have so much misdirection involved in everything they do when it comes to the running game, which can be very, very successful. But what happens when defenses make the adjustments to kind of understand what you're doing in the fourth quarter, and you can't trick anybody anymore? Well, when that happens, your offense becomes stagnant because they can't run the football downhill. When you have a running game that goes downhill, it's about being playing tougher for longer. And that's what Buffalo has success in doing. They ran the football downhill against Miami. They didn't try to trick them. They were successful, and they were able to sustain that production because it wasn't about trying to outsmart you. It was just being the more physical, dominant team, which provides for longer success.
All right, B-Mac, we spent the entire week here in Atlanta talking about pistol formations, shotgun sets, play action passing. What did you see from Kirk Cousins in the Atlanta Falcons offense, and is it something that can be corrected on Monday night?
I just saw my Pittsburgh Steelers, as they, what the song say, walk into your trap and take your trap. Mm-hmm. They walked into the Mercedes-Benz Dome, turned it into Acrisure Stadium, which is the name of the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium in Pittsburgh, and just dominated. I told you guys what was going to happen and how it was going to happen, and y'all laughed at me. But every now and then I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit of ball. But to your question, Chris, what I saw from Kirk Cousins, what I saw from the offense in totality, was an offense that wasn't ready to go. And Mike, Chris, you remember leading up to the ball game when we was in the preseason. I asked the question, why are we not seeing Kirk Cousins and Atlanta Falcons ones play in the preseason?
Right.
That didn't make any sense for me. Because if you have a new offense under new coaching with a new quarterback, one would think you want to see exactly what it looks like against an opposing team in a game-like action, a game-like situation. Joint practices are not the same as preseason games. They're not. They're different. So what happened was week one last week for Atlanta was like week one in the preseason. That's how it looked. That's how it looked. And that's why you might see more struggles again, because when teams don't put their starters out there in preseason, especially starters that have been a part of this organization for quite some time, usually the regular season is when they gather and establish their chemistry. And that's what we saw. Pittsburgh had their defense playing in the preseason. Pittsburgh had their offense playing in the preseason. Atlanta did not. Look at the teams that have been successful in week one. Chris, Mike, look at the teams that won ball games. Most of those teams played their starters in the preseason. The Jets didn't play Aaron Rodgers in the offense in the preseason. Look how slow and sluggish they look. Look at their defense. So I think some of the issues that we saw from Kirk Cousins was more about them not being game ready because they didn't do anything in the preseason.
That's a great point. As Brian McFadden joins us, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline from the podcast, guys, All Things Covered from CBS. We said it on Monday. I mean, this is a first time ever offensive coordinator in Zach Robinson, who we thought it was going to be play action pass and Kirk Cousins doing what he's done the last 12 years. They've got him in the pistol, the shotgun thing. He's a fish out of water there, and they seem like they're committed to it. They've been on this concept since April, which we saw some of it at camp, but nobody who watched this team in person in camp thought this is what the offense is going to look like. And it sounds like they're going to run this thing up to Philly on Monday night, which is scary.
Listen, no question. That's why Sunday was so important for Atlanta, guys. Sunday was super important. I was working CBS Sports HQ, and I said one of the more disappointing losses in week one was Atlanta losing to Pittsburgh. And the reason why I said that, guys, is because you lost a winnable ball game at home, and you lost to a team that didn't score one touchdown at home. That's not supposed to happen. So when you lose that way, it does something to the morale, because that was a winning game. If we talked last week leading up to that ball game, if I said Pittsburgh won't score a touchdown, they're going to kick off field goals, right, you guys would have said, well, there's a 90% chance Atlanta's going to win that ball game, right or wrong?
Take that bet all day long. Yes, sir.
Exactly. But you lost. So you lost to a team that didn't score a touchdown, and now your next two ball games, you travel on the road to Philly, and you play Kansas City at home. If you're not careful, you can start off 0-3.
Right. No, it's a reality.
After that Kansas City game, right, you got New Orleans.
So let me ask you this then, B-Mac. Let's get it down to brass tacks here. Do the Falcons have enough at the cornerback position to withstand that three-headed monster at wide receiver that the Eagles possess?
No. The thing that the Falcons need, they need miscues from Philly to be able to pull a huge win out of the back. And the issue with that being said is that we saw a horrible ball game by Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had three costly turnovers, two turnovers that happened in the red zone for the Green Bay Packers, and they still put up 30-plus points against Green Bay. Think about that. They put up 34 points, and he had three turnovers.
Right.
The sloppiest we've seen from Jalen Hurts. That tells you how prolific their offense is. So for Atlanta, and Green Bay is a playoff-caliber team. Now, I don't know how they're going to look without Jordan Love, but with Jordan Love, that's a playoff-caliber team. So for Atlanta, to your question, no, they don't have enough. Because factor in this. A.J. Brown, straight dog. Smitty, Devontae Smith, wide receiver 1B. And Saquon, who's just an ultimate playmaker for that offense, there's so much you have to worry about. So for Atlanta, and I love what I saw from Atlanta's defense last week. They played great football. They played winning football. But the offense they played Sunday, it's a JV compared to the offense they're going to see Monday night, which is a varsity.
Right. Well, that's just it. They had Fields basically doing the bare minimum. Arthur Smith, you know, it was last minute. They thought that Russell may give it a go. And at least for this week, it will be Justin Fields once again for the Steelers. But you're right, man. Look, the turnovers, we never got to get things rolling because Cousins threw two terrible picks. That's what's even worse, Bryant, because if you throw in the turnover where they snap into the motion, man, I could have had Michael Penix Jr. do the same thing. You know, a rookie could have done that same effort, basically.
Don't start that. It's too soon. Don't you start that. Don't you start being controversial. Don't you start that by quarterback controversial.
Right.
I know they was already probably calling for Penix in the dome on Sunday. Don't you start that.
Well, brother, it was, yes. We knew exactly what it was going to be. You know, T.J. Watt, yeah, just feasting. Once we went to silent count, it was like he was in the backfield. I mean, it was so predictable, and the Steelers fans obviously got going, so we kind of knew that was coming. Now you go to one of the most difficult environments on the road in the NFL in Philly, and Bryant does not have a lot of confidence in the Falcons. So on that note, hey, oh, by the way, I'm going down to Tally this weekend, so I'm going to go down there and kick some butt and see what the hell's going on down there.
Oh, no question, as you should. As you should, but for Atlanta, there's a will, there's a way Monday night.
All
but
right.
It's super important because you start off 0-2. You got money packed coming in town week 3.
Mm-hmm.
That 0-3 start, that's nothing ideal when you have playoff aspirations like the Falcons do.
Right. Well, we always knew this first quarter of the season was going to be a beast. Just didn't think we were going to, no offense to your Steelers, didn't think we were going to lose to those guys. All right, Brian, have a great weekend, man. What's up on the podcast, by the way?
Just dropped an episode with Super Bowl MVP, 43 MVP, and Santonio Holmes. Talking about his career, talking about what he's doing, what he's up to right now. Of course, Ohio State Buckeye legend as well. Talked about that infamous, one of the more celebrating plays in Super Bowl history, his catch for Big Ben that won us our sixth Sticky Lombardi for the organization. Yeah. Great candid conversation, man. Santonio Holmes is our most recent guest on our episode.
All right, man, check it out. All things covered. That's our man, Brian McFadden, a proud Steeler, as you know, two-time Super Bowl winner, and a proud Knoll, although there's not much to be proud about right now. All right, big man, there's Brian McFadden on the WadeFord.com hotline. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at ManCaveStore.com. We got the headlines. Braves got a big series with the Dodgers, but, you know, you're missing out on Ronaldo Lopez, and we're worried about the clutch hitting. Man, I want to be wrong about the Falcons. Chris, I really, really want to be wrong about this. I said it twice yesterday. My spidey sense is giving me nothing but bad vibes right now. We'll chop it up with the headlines. Chris in for Carl on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday, man. Carl's up in Kentucky. Dog fans, if you're heading up there, you're looking to have Carl come by your tailgate and maybe he's bringing some brown liquor. Maybe just sponge off your food to put him up C Dukes. I'm at Mike Bell ATL, and Chris is C Thomas?
C Thomas Radio. And by the way, I may or may not have some picks from one C Dukes.
All right, brother. I mean, we need some help. Me and Carl went 1-2. I'm now 1-3 after last night, because when Tua went down, that's all she wrote for the Dolphins. And then there was a lot of just nothing offensively. I was about to text, and I almost texted you to say, oh, this is going to be the easiest over-under I'm going to hit. And it wasn't.
So it was a mental jinx.
Nah, just, you know, it's just, this is, and again, we all worry about Tua because he seems like, by all accounts, to be a great dude, and you never want to see anybody's career cut that short, and hopefully they'll find a way, and as Bryant McFadden just told us, he'll have to be one of the two guys wearing, like, it's a macho culture. Nobody wants to wear the giant, fluffy, padded hat, helmet, condom on your lid, okay, in the NFL. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
For lack of a better word. You know, it just doesn't look cool, but, you know, if you want to continue your career, you're going to have to wear one of those things. Hey, man, let's hit some headlines. It's not that, you know, Oren wants me to sound like the guy from the Police Academy movies. It's just trying to hold the sound until computer keys up. Software issues. We're using software about as old as Delta's right now.
Or if you're Shannon Sharp, hardware issues.
Skip! Hey, man, headlines are brought to you by our buddies at ATL Live World. Don't just live, live well. Let's start with Kirk Cousins. We played some of the audio for you yesterday, but for guys who missed it, his communication with his first-year offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. I know that we have tried to, you know, be as positive as you can be after week one because, and Bryant touched on this in our interview last segment, teams like the Chiefs, the starters play. Patrick Mahomes wants some contact, he gets it. You know, we talked about other teams out there, they didn't approach it that way. I think you're still kind of learning, Chris, was it now 4 years in now with this 3 weeks of preseason on how to handle it.
Yep.
And perhaps Raheem Morris, you know, maybe reevaluates next year. This was weird because you're coming off an Achilles injury for Kirk Cousins, so I get that. Still don't understand why Penix didn't get more reps, but they have their reasons.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think Kirk went to Zach at all this week and was like, hey, like, let me insert myself a little bit more into this thing because you're new and right. I have 13 years being under center and let's collab on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, because the rust, he goes on Rich Eisen's show and says, nah, it really wasn't rust, just, you know, it's, what is it? I mean, are you just not, because there's a lot of folks feel like he's not 100%, you know, coming off the Achilles. But then the throw where he makes the touchdown throw to Pitts, and granted it was blown coverage, Pitts is wide open, but he's able to move to his left. I mean, he does move. It's not like he's tiptoeing. He's moving quickly to his left, and he, you know, throws it over there for the score. But then there was other plays when he had a pocket, you know, call it clean or clean enough, where he couldn't just step in and deliver the football. So, don't know. Kirk spent a lot of time talking about his footwork and this pistol. Here's Kirk explaining the usage and the square stance in the gun. What? All right, stop it. All right, stop it. Stop it. All right, just stop it. My mind is spinning. How about we just do what you did in Minnesota, and how about you do what you did in Washington, which is play action. You're under center, and then you can hand the ball off to Bijan or Tyler Allgeier, and then we do that enough and effectively that the defense has to respect it. Then we go into the regular good old-fashioned play action. Why are we reinventing the wheel with Kirk Cousins?
Sounded like you were trying to explain to a five-year-old how to do the electric slide. It's just not going to work, Mike Bell. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, we've been talking about this all week long ever since the game happened. This is not a sustainable situation for the Atlanta Falcons and their offensive game plan.
Right.
They need to make the necessary adjustments, and we're going to see on Monday if Zach Robinson does that or if, you know, our worst fear comes true and that this is going to be what happens until Kirk is 100% healthy.
Well, I mean, again, I get it. Guys keep coming up on the text line. Right? Today, why don't they just say, well, they're not going to say he's hurt or he's not 100% because we said there were moments in the game where he did look like he was okay. You know, as Carl said this on Monday, we're not orthopedists, but I mean, just doesn't pass the eye test at times. Here's Raheem Morris. He spoke to us yesterday. Carl was off. Chris was in about, you know, what they had planned. They just didn't execute it. All right, look, the good news is if it's just simply the game speed and all the things that Brian McFadden told us you can't replicate, Randy Mack talked about it, you know, holding blocks for the duration, it's not the things you're going to see in practice or even in controlled scrimmage against the Dolphins. So perhaps now that he ramps it up, and even if it sounds a little screwy, perhaps some of the things that Zach Robinson's trying to do, which we just weren't expecting, will work. But it is, and again, it's on the road in Philly against, you don't have to tell you guys, I mean, they drafted every Georgia Bulldog, it seems like, the last 3 years. Very aggressive front. Big time offense going to have to score points, man. You can't, you know, 24 points is generally the benchmark in the NFL if you're going to win on Sunday.
Yeah. And Mike, here's the other thing, too. And I asked Coach Ra about the lack of carries for Tyler Allgeier. You can't abandon the run because that's what your whole offense is predicated upon. If you're going to start bombing away downfield, then they're going to use their good secondary and they're going to blanket Drake London just like the way he was blanketed in week one. Mike, he had two catches for 15 yards. Right. Like, well, that's supposed to be your number one guy.
Now, the only way that we'll see more of Allgeier is you can't have Kirk Cousins turning it over because you never got to see what the duration of those drives would have looked like because you coughed it up. You had those two bad, terrible interceptions, and we'd already talked about the fumble on the snap into the motion man. So perhaps there would have been more for Allgeier, but we just, you know, you basically cut yourself out of anywhere between, you know, 15 to 25 plays, maybe more. Ugh. Hey, man, the headlines are brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. We talked about Buffalo owning Miami. Here's Josh Allen just talking about basically everybody gets in on it. We'll talk more about what happened with Tua and the reaction from the Dolphins coming up in the NFL Blitz at the top of the hour. Other headline, the Braves, man. Big series against the Dodgers. It's a 27-year-old rookie, Landon Knack, on the bump for the Dodgers. He's been pretty effective for them. And it'll be Spencer Schwellenbach going for the Bravos and hope that you can score some runs and hope that later on the Phillies beat up the Mets this run.
Do you consider a split a win?
Yeah. I mean, just try to rally back. Mets are playing the Phillies tonight. You really need Philly to beat up the Mets and get us back in position in the wild card. That's it. I mean, it's a strange position to be in. You know, as we like to say, I think Grant said this the other day, they root for a meteorite when the Mets play the Phillies. But,
right.
But this is just where the backups and the backups can't beat and go head-to-head with that Dodger lineup. There's just too much 1-8. That Dodger lineup is just insane. The Dodgers have had to deal with as many injuries, but it was all about pitching this year.
Yeah, and that's why, for me, Ronaldo Lopez was a backbreaker. Because the one distinct advantage you could say, because the Dodgers do have some injuries to their starting rotation, that you roll out the combination of Freed, of Chris Sale, and of Ronaldo Lopez, you can be in any series. Now you don't have Lopez. Freed didn't look great his last time out. So it's all hands on deck for Chris Sale. And then guys that we know that have come up, Mike, and had mediocre success. Schwellenbach's been pretty good, but are you going to see the likes of Alan Winans and Darius Vines? And like, what are they going to do in order to cover for Lopez?
Right.
We asked Grant that earlier in the week, and he was like, well, they're going to do something.
Yeah, I mean, look, you need Ozzie back. You need Austin Riley back. And the odds are they're not going to be back by the – I mean, maybe you get them in the playoffs, and then you got to hope that they can come in without the rehab starts and be effective. Guys, it's just one of those years where you say there's just too many injuries to overcome. We always believe in, you know, puncher's chance because the Diamondbacks are certainly a team that nobody expected. But this is one where you say, look, if this team even makes the playoffs, Snicker should get manager of the year.
Yeah, it's been one of those seasons, Mike. But at the end of the day – I mean, the cliche is a cliche for a reason. You know, on any given day, any given game, you can win. And this Braves team has shown. I mean, it's not like they had a good season series against the Phillies this year. Like, they've played good teams tough. It's just when you're on your third string, third baseman, what can you do?
Hey, man, final headline. We'll talk more in depth in the dog report at 4 o'clock. Another Bulldog getting nailed for reckless driving. Daniel Harris, a corner, stopped by PD on Georgia 10 at College Station Road. He's going 106 in a 55 in a 2018 Jeep Cherokee.
Come on.
And the road is wet at 8:03. The Athens Banner-Herald, Mark Weiser's got the story. So Athens-Clark County Police got him. And it's just, you know, you'd think at some point you would learn. Look, I can't speak to it because I get a lot of speeding tickets. But, you know, you don't do that on a surface street. You know, I mean, you want to play Evel Knievel late night on the interstate that's still not bright. But you can't be doing this, as we said, under the conditions. Just really dumb. We'll get more into that at 4. Up next, NFL Blitz with Chris in for Carl on Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.